Previously on the GOGP show,
was Gaston mislabeled as a villain?
Oh no.
Your thoughts. Give us now, 2 minutes on that.
I've had some pretty evil gas, you know. So
a ton of gas.
If you get gassed on, you're not happy. That's a bad thing, so that's very appropriate.
Well, I think he's talking about Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he's going for, but I hear it, and all I hear is Gaston, well, and nobody wants to be Gaston.
Unlike you, I have a real answer. I did my report, whatever. Or I did my studies.
Having a beer.
I watched the movie 3 times, and I concluded that it's a story that involves the Florence Nightingale effect and Stockholm Syndrome. Can you explain those?
No.
Well, the Florence Nightingale is when you, like, take care of somebody who's injured. And the injured person falls in love with the person taking care of them. Yeah. And Stockholm Syndrome, I think that's when you get kidnapped and you fall in love with your kidnappers. So I think Beauty and the Beast deals with all that, which is pretty messed up to begin with. You know, it's always this great start to any romance, those two. But Belle is the protagonist, and while the Beast's actions do reflect those actions of Gaston, it's pretty obvious that Gaston's the bad guy. Yes, he's labeled correctly as the villain. I'm settling that debate right here. I didn't even know that was a debate. Who's arguing that?
I was a little bit off, I guess.
Like,
whatever.
Maybe like girls in elementary school argue that one. I told you it's a very unfun question. Thank you, unfun gamer.
A 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Some complaints as of late about the song, my theme song, being too badass. So you know what, HR came to me and they said I have to change it. So I did. I worked on a little song there. I tried to get a theme song going, but I'm just not a strong singer, so that's what you get. Yes, I am the ghost of Gamer Past. It's me, the GOGP. We have a contest today, ladies and gentlemen. You have a chance to win an amazing set of Battletoads pins. I'll get into that a little bit later. I'll go over it. I'm not going to, you know, blow the load too early, so to speak. That's something you leave towards the end of the episode to get everyone to listen. That's right, because some people, they just want to win. So you gotta put up with me for like a half an hour, and then you'll have a chance to win. But I'm not gonna lie, it's tough. It's a tough one. Tough one. I decided that I hate Instagram. There's no gratification in it at all. Don't get me wrong, I like everyone that I talk to and that I've met on the Instagrams. But mostly it just annoys me. I wish I could get off of the Instagram. But I need it. I need it way more than it needs me, unfortunately. I'll post a picture. It takes me like an hour to take it. It'll be around the 25th picture that I take and that I'm finally satisfied with. Then I take some time. I do the caption. I make sure my grammar is fine. I make sure my points are clear enough, and I try to make it interesting. Sometimes I even tell a story. Doing all that, I get some likes, but it just doesn't scratch the itch. I really don't know what dragon I'm chasing. But let me start from the very beginning. 2.5 years ago, my girlfriend, she gave birth to our child. About 3 days before she was due to give birth, I was laid off from a job that I was at for like a little over 3 years. Well, let me correct myself. I was going to be laid off, but I pulled out the paternity card. I know it's not cool for a dude to go on maternity leave, but I don't care what you think. Playing that card bought me 8 months off of work. Yes, I was only getting paid about 30% of my wage, which is pretty much beer money. But I had some savings to supplement. And I knew that when I was done those 8 months, I could claim the benefits of being laid off. So I could pretty much double down on mooching off the government for a bit. I guaranteed myself a year of freedom. Sure, I would be broke, but time, it turns out, is way more valuable than cash. Raising a newborn, it's tough. My kid had some issues and he needed a few surgeries, so those first months, it was no picnic. Being at home, turns out, it's brutal. I started painting. Painting with oils. Yeah, like an artist. I became an artiste. I educated myself. I bought everything. I bought canvas. I bought like an apron. I didn't buy the stupid hat. I had the easel. I had the palette. Paints. Everything. Palette knives, brushes, you name it, I had it. I wanted to be the next Monet. Claude Monet. But, you know, I sucked, so I stopped. I stopped painting, and life was pretty much miserable. I think my coffee just wore off. I better get a top up here. Yeah, taking a drink during the podcast, that's professional, right? How many of you would do that? If you have a podcast, would you do that? Well, some of you drink beer. But yeah, so I was so bored at home. I started painting. You got to be really bored to pick up paintbrushes and start drawing. And I sucked, so I gave it up. I already said all that. What happened was my girlfriend did the day shift and I did the night shift. See, she would watch the kid during the day and I would watch him at night. Simple enough, right? Nobody's missing sleep. Nobody's missing sleep, and the system worked. It worked well enough. We weren't at each other's throats that much, as you would expect both parents being at home with a baby. But the night shift, day shift, rotation, it kind of worked. You know, it works for like pilots and stuff, so why can't it work for parents? But, of course, there was the hiccups, because what the hell is there to do all night? Yeah, that's right. I played video games. Many, many hours upon hours of video games. About 7 months after my kid's birth, I didn't have to do nights anymore. So my girlfriend, she got a job to escape the house, and I still played video games. This time, I'd play all day. Like, when you hear about a guy who's on paternity leave, automatically think video game time. Yes, he's at home playing video games. There's no way around it. So I figured that maybe I needed to set up a Twitter account to document my gaming adventures. Just talk about the thing I love, video games. But Twitter sucks. I couldn't express myself fully. So I started an Instagram account. I thought up the dopey name, GOGP, Ghost of Gamer Past, and I went all in. I didn't tell anyone I knew in real life about it. I wanted it to be fresh. I wanted to meet new people. My goal was to just talk about games that I was playing. And then after a few months, my goal changed to get free games in exchange for reviews. Yeah, why not? I'm playing these games. I felt that maybe I should get them for free, and then I'll talk about them on Instagram or Twitter. And you know, I'm promoting it, and the developers love it, so I get the free games. And guess what? I accomplished that within the year. Then I realized that doing reviews, they aren't that. It's not that great. I actually quit a gig I had that guaranteed me steady free games. Now here I am. No longer being able to express myself on Instagram. I'm not liking it. Not liking it at all. You know what I see? Isn't it weird how some people, their game rooms, it looks like a GameStop or an EB Games that's Enos Brown's store? I'm talking about they have walls of unopened merchandise. I don't get it. Like, is there any chance that those pop vinyl toys are going to be worth something someday? Like, open them up and play with them. If you have that much money to burn, please, like, send it my way. I buy into the philosophy that toys, they should be enjoyed. Not stacked up for display in their boxes. Like, you're not running a store. And Turns out I'm not really hosting a show, but I try. I like doing the show. I don't really want it to ever go away. Why did I choose to do a podcast? That's what some people, they ask me. I realized that I was basically running my Instagram like it was a radio show. You know, I did work in radio for 6 months. On my Instagram, I'm over there trying to do bits. I'm trying to encourage interaction from the readers. I'm doing GOGP mailbag, stuff like that. Some things didn't work out, but, you know, I'm trying. I try. I just want to entertain people. That's all I want. I wanted free games. I got that. Now I just want to entertain. That's why it drives me nuts when I see some dude posting a pic of them holding a cart with their disgusting hands with a caption that's as coherent as a goddamn toddler. Who is he sucking off to get that sort of attention? I see likes on Instagram as a sort of ratings. The more likes I get, I feel like I've done a good job. When I post something and it gets low likes, lower than average, I feel that, well, I screwed up. I'm not as witty and creative as I thought I was. Which is insane, I know. But that's how I see it. I gotta get off the Instagram, but I can't. I gotta get off of it. I'm getting obsessed with social media. I used to hate it. I quit Facebook and I was done, cold turkey. So, yeah, follow me on Twitter. @ GOGP show. @ whatever else I'm at. Hit me up on Instagram. DM me a voice message. What other social media outlets do I need to promote? You know, yeah, I mentioned the DM me a voice message on Instagram. You should do that, because if you do, guess what? You'll be on the show. I'll play your message. Let's look at the messages right now. Oh, I have two. Both from the Quran. Everyone loves the Quran. Should I play it? Let's see what the Quran has to say.
Hey Ghost, it's the Quran. If you had to combine two of your favorite franchises, what would they be?
Alright, good question. It's a tough one. I could go with the dirtbag route and say something like Leisure Suit Larry combined with Dead or Alive Volleyball, and that should be a lot of hijinks. But this show doesn't always have to be in the gutter. I think mixing two franchises I don't really care for would turn out to be a pretty great game. Call of Duty and Pokemon. Imagine we just get to shoot the hell out of those cute, innocent Pokemans. That would be fun. I don't like Pokemon. I don't get it. I don't see what there's to like about any of it. Maybe I'm just a few years too old to have gotten it. I remember my brother would watch it. I'd come home from school, like we were kids. He's 4 years younger than me. I'd come home from school, and he'd be watching Pokemon. And I just thought it was the dumbest show. I would like ask him, like, why the hell are you watching this? This is so stupid. Then I wanted to watch Seinfeld, I think. I don't like Pokemon. You know what? That felt great. That felt great getting that off my chest. If you're in the same boat as me, let's say it together. Ready? On the count of three, let's say I don't like Pokemon. 1, 2, 3. I don't like Pokemon. I feel great. I feel great putting that out there. I'm liberated now. Whew. Oh yeah, Kron, he left another message.
If you had to live in the world of the last video game you played, would you survive?
Considering the last game I played was Golf Story on the Switch, not only would I survive, I would thrive. Why? Because I'm the greatest golfer in the world in that game. Golf is the only thing anyone cares about in that world. You think Tiger Woods did all right with the porn stars he was banging? He would be jealous of the strange I would get. I would be the supreme oppressor of that game world. Big pimping, gold chains, untouchable. To answer the question, yes, I would survive. So without further ado, let's get right into the show, because we need to talk about guns.
Guns are better than everything else. Guns are better than everything else.
Oh yes, let's talk guns. You know what this sound is. Everybody knows that. It's the NES Zapper. And chances are, that was your very first light gun that you've ever ever got the click. And that click, oh, it's obnoxious as hell. Have you ever tried to play it at night when your parents are sleeping and your dad's banging on the wall telling you to shut the hell up because all he can hear is the click, spring, dwing, dong, pong. Here's this. Yeah, you're playing Duck Hunt and that's all your dad hears and he's pounding on the door and then boom, that's it. No more gun ever. No more gun ever. Yeah, the colors. I have a gray one. I don't have an orange one. The gray one came out first, and then everyone was up in arms. Pun intended. Because it looked too real, I guess, so they made them orange. The orange ones are cool, but the gray ones are slightly better, because Nintendo, you know, everything's gray. But the orange one's probably the most iconic one now. Guns are better than everything else. Alright, the song's finally over. I said it was everyone's first gun, most likely, but Sebastian LeGeek, he wants to chime in. He had a different one growing up. Go ahead.
When I was a kid growing up in Northern Ireland, I remember my first gun was the Cheetah Defender 64 for the Commodore 64. I remember looking at the thing. It was gray and red, sort of space pistol-like. And I was just mesmerized because I'd never seen anything like this. The games weren't complex, though. We had Army Days, which was just target practice. Escape from Alcatraz, where you humanely mow down prisoners as they're escaping. And of course, Goosebusters, where you shoot geese. Pretty much was just a Duck Hunt clone, but nowhere near as good.
He's saying Ghostbusters, he shot geese? Man, thanks Sebastian. He was talking about the Cheetah Defender for the Commodore 64. That's a strange name for a gun. But I don't even think I had a Commodore 64. I don't even think I was aware there was a gun for it. I looked at pictures of it. It looks kind of cool. I have to keep my eye open for that one. Irish accents have to be one of the coolest ones out there. You know, accents. I think accents are pretty sweet because mine's pretty lame. It's garbage. It's like farmer prairie. I'm a prairie boy, so I sound like I'm from a farm, but I'm not. I wish I had an Irish accent. But back to guns. Back to the Zapper. Hogan's, the games. We all love Duck Hunt. Sebastian said it. He had a Duck Hunt clone where he shot geese, but nothing beats Duck Hunt when it comes to shooting birds. I don't even think you could release a game now that's based about on shooting birds. That's a little inhumane. Shooting people, that's where it's at. Hogan's Alley kind of sucked. I didn't like that one. You just shoot like cardboard cutouts of gangsters. Not even gangsters, just mean-looking people. And Bayou Billy has to be the worst. That game's a mess. Just to get to the shooting part, you have to do like impossible beat-em-up tasks. Another one on the NES was the laser scope. It's the thing you wear on your head and you covers your eye. It's a headset. You got the headphones built in and the mic. The little crappy mic. And you know what? It gets a bad rap, but I'm wearing it right now because I have one. I love it. I'm wearing the headset right now. I'm talking on the mic. It sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Oh, there's a lot of treble, a lot of bass. A little bass. It gives my voice that timbre that I need to broadcast with. Just kidding. The mic doesn't even work. You probably heard about it before. You know, you hook it up. You aim with your eye. And you got to go fire, fire, fire to make it shoot. Well, no, that's all baloney, because you just have to do a puff of air into the mic. You go, and it shoots. So it's pretty quiet. It's a lot quieter than the Zapper. Anyone who says you have to yell fire, no, they're full of crap. They're full of crap because you don't. It doesn't read the word. It just senses sound, and then it activates. But it's pretty accurate. It's the coolest thing. You look stupid wearing it, of course. It's a big clunky piece of plastic. But it looks 80s and it's awesome. I like it. Like I said, I wear it to the gym when I go to the gym for my headphones. People beside me, they have Beats by Dre. I have Konami Laserscope. Just kidding. I don't go to the gym. The Light Phaser on the Sega Master System. It's a fine gun. It's way more silent than the Zapper and it looks cool too. It's all black. But I haven't really played many games that use the gun because they're expensive, especially up here where I live. Master System games, you don't find them very often. They're hard to find, especially in like thrift stores, anything like that. You have to go to the specialty stores like the Game City and talk to Retro Randy, and then you end up paying, you know, you have to give him a down payment. So I don't really, I think, what's the game I have? Do you know what game I have? Well, let me ask you. Oh, it's Gangster Town. That's right. I forgot it for a sec. Gangster Town. It's fine. Decent game, but it's not that great. It's not that great. The NES had the better light gun games. The one on the Dreamcast, the gun. The stock Sega made gun. It looks incredible. I have one. And you can put the rumble pack in and it rumbles and it feels like there's a little bit of recoil. But it's not, there's a drawback. It's not made for American games. I think it wasn't accepted into the American market because it looks too cool. Yeah. Those Americans, come on. What are you guys, what are you doing? What are you doing, America? So sensitive. It's just a plastic gun. It doesn't look real. Maybe if it was the year 3019, it would look real. But it does, just because I can't use it on American games, it hasn't stopped me from using it. So, yeah, you just download the Japanese versions. It's a Dreamcast. You can do whatever the hell you want to it. It doesn't mind. It'll let you. The Wii, the guns for the Wii, they look cool. Especially the AK looking one that I have. It has like a scope. You know, it's got all that. It's pretty fancy. But the thing with those guns is that it's annoying because you gotta put the Wiimote and the nunchuck. You gotta like put them inside the gun. You gotta weave the wires in so carefully, and then you have to close it all up. And then if you only have one Wiimote nunchuck or two, and you're using them for the guns, you gotta rip it all apart. I bought a whole bunch just so I can keep them in the guns because they go for super cheap at the thrift stores. But then the batteries die, and then it's a pain in the ass. But the guns, they look kind of cool. I got a couple shotguns. But just the fact that you gotta put in the Wiimotes, it ruins the whole thing. The best gun, and I know that many, many will agree. Because remember, I have a research department on the show, the GOGP research department, and I know the best gun is the Justifier. I have that one. I have the one that came out with the Sega CD big box of Lethal Enforcers, and it just looks awesome. It's like the one, it's the ones that were in the arcade. Those iconic blue and pink guns. I just have the blue one. They work great. They're not loud. They look awesome. Yeah, the Justifier is the best, hands down. I've never used an NES scope. For some reason or another. But I was going to buy one, but I kind of backed out of the deal. I felt like I was going to overpay, and I would just never use it. It's a shelf ornament. It's one of those things that collect dust and you show off and nobody really cares about. They just look dumb and impractical. And it looks exhausting, like my back would be hurting after playing with that for 20 minutes. Kind of like it's hurting now, just, I need a better chair. The Ghost Hunter on the Dreamcast. Yeah, it's a cool name. It looks like something that I need to buy off the eBays. Google that one, the Ghost Hunter. It looks like a cool gun for the Dreamcast. The Menacer on the Genesis, it might be cool, but you have to set up a bunch of sensors. It's like it's the Power Glove. I'm not into that. And that's all I got. You're probably yelling at me right now because I didn't mention your favorite gun, but you know what? I can't hear you. Sorry. So you're going to have to DM me. You know, join in the fun. Leave a voice message, why don't you? That would be perfect, especially if you're pissed off right now because your PlayStation gun, I didn't mention it. Well, leave me a voice message demanding that I fix the situation and talk about it next show, which I won't do. You know what, maybe it's time to give some stuff away. I don't really give a lot of stuff away. I have on my Instagram, some company gave me $20 to promote their illegal product. So I did it. I took the $20 and I made a little game and I gave it away. I've teamed up with Glitch Corp in the past. I've given away some of their pins. Their pins are amazing. So you know what, I contacted them again. I said, let's team up. We're great pals. And they sent me some Battletoad pins to give to one of my great listeners. Probably you. I hope you win. Specifically you. So if you haven't seen a picture, get on Instagram, look it up, at GOGP Show. Look at the pictures. I'm going to do a little game here. It took me a while to figure out what kind of game I want to play. And it's a tough one, because if nobody wins, well, I'm going to keep the pins. and I'll just talk about them every post, and Glitch Corp will be happy, and I'll be happy. You gotta keep those sponsors happy. And the hosts. Hosts have to be happy, too. Go check them out on Instagram. Glitch. G-L-I-T-C-H underscore C-O-R-P. Go find them on Instagram. Go follow them. Tell them that I sent you. You know, maybe buy some pins if you need it, because they have a whole bunch of different ones. A whole bunch of different games that 8-bit. They deal with 8-bit. They're an 8-bit collector pin corp. They're maker of fine pins that you would die to wear on anything. If I had to go to a wedding, I would love to sport one of their pins on my suit jacket. In fact, I made this contest. Oh, I already said that. I'm just reading. I'm reading my little read here that I'm all over the place today. But just Glitch Corp. Go follow them. And by the way, sorry to those people that do not live in North America. You're not eligible. Nope, not eligible. I know I can make up any rule I want. I'm not corporate backed. But last time I gave away the pins, I had to mail them to England, and it cost me like $25. I might as well just, I'm not paying $25 to ship pins. Sorry. Sorry to everyone living outside of North America. You're not eligible for this. So don't even try, but feel free to play along at home. Hey, I know what it feels like to be left out. I live in Canada, and I listen to a lot of American stuff and watch a lot of American stuff, and Canadians are never eligible to enter their contest. So, yeah, I can empathize. So here's the game. Let me go over the game. It's called the GOGP Loot Box. I'm going to open up the loot box for a split second. And when I do, you're going to hear a little bit of a game soundtrack, like a song from a video game. And if you're the first one to DM me what game and more specifically what level it's from, yeah, you win. You win, congratulations. It's a popular game. It's not some obscure thing. And it's going to happen fast. It's going to happen fast. But if nobody gets it this time, maybe I'll make it a little bit longer the next show. I don't expect anyone to get this one. I made it tough. I'm testing you guys. I know from past games that I've played that people who follow me on Instagram, they're smart. They're a lot smarter than me. They figure out things very fast. So here we go. Here we go. Look, who's that? They're wheeling in the loot crate right now. Yeah. They're wheeling it in. Boop. Oh, they just set it right down. Okay. I'm reaching over. I'm going to open it up. Here we go. Did you hear that? It happened fast, I know. Want to hear it again? I'm opening it up. That's it. That's all you're getting. Figure that one out. I know what it is. I can hear it. But I made the game. I'm going to open it up one more time. Okay, I'll give you one more. Listen very closely. Because this is the last one. Got to figure it out. Well, message me the answer. I want game and level. I'm not telling you which console. No hints. That's it. That's all you get. That 0.4 of a second. I think it's... Yep, let's put away the crate. Pick with your legs, guys. Yep, good job. Excellent. I got a great crew. I think it's time for Turbo Tips. Time for Turbo Tips. So we can end the show. Yes, it's time for Turbo Tips. Games talked on the episode. Alright, it's time to wrap up this mediocre episode with a nice bow, and I'm going to start it off with Battletoads. Here's a great tip for you if you're looking to play that tough, super tough game on the NES. During the title screen, press down, A, B, and start all at the same time, and you'll get the full five hearts when you start the game. And you know what? It also works during the continue screen, so if you die, if you lose all your life, yeah, put down A, B, start at the continue screen, right back up to 5. You know, it's not going to break the game for you. It'll help a bit. It's a tough game. But you know what? That's all you need. Maybe you just need that little boost. And you know what? We're going long, so I'm just going to end it. I'm going to end it. You got your Battletoads tip. Get in there. Play some Battletoads. Win those pins. Listen to that little clip over and over. You'll get it. And if nobody does, well, another shot. Another shot next episode. Why not? We got time to fill, right? And it's a Friday. So you know what that means. Possibly you get the weekend off. So have fun. Stay safe. And tune in Monday for another GOGP show. Peace. I don't like Pokemon.